You may remember a recent edition of Studio 360 in which we mentioned the big, bushy hair of the PBS painting guru Bob Ross. Well, keep that image in mind. To close our show today, Mallory Kasdan has the story of an artist, his Bob Ross wig, and a popular movement.
Artist Ken Solomon had a long-standing dream to wear a wig for his driver's license photo.
From the minute I woke up, I put it on, and I went and I did my errands and went out to breakfast. And, you know, I wasn't going to go to the DMV till the afternoon, but I wanted to start to believe in this new identity. So I felt this empowerment of being somebody else, but not only somebody else, but it was being somebody outrageous, somebody who's crazy, somebody who wants attention. Every time I put this thing on, I have a tremendous swagger, tremendous attitude, foul mouth as it gets.
In the photo, Ken wears a slight smirk and a head of curly brown frizzed-out ringlets that grows well out of the camera's frame. Mission accomplished. A triumphant Ken headed to his dad's house, where his extended family happened to be gathered. Soon everyone was taking pictures in the wig.
When I saw, you know, qualities of people in my family that I'd never really seen before, like my little sister expressing rage, which she doesn't do very often, or my grandmother expressing vanity, which I don't see anymore. You know, she feels like she's old and unsexy, and now all of a sudden she's got this look from yesteryear, you know? And I just saw this incredible potential for using this wig to pull out things in people, this uninhibited side of themselves, and that everyone has something different. So it became this interesting phenomena of sort of conforming everybody to actually expose individuality.
People like me everywhere. They say, is that really all you have?
Ken created a quick and dirty ad campaign, and the wig project was born. Using his computer to superimpose the wig on everyone from Matisse's dancers to New York's Mayor Giuliani, his posters solicited strangers with a simple plea. I need volunteers to wear my wig.
This has been my fantasy, to just see what I would look like, you know, as a brunette and a wild brunette. Like, if I could, if I had the right figure, I would put on really tight, sexy clothes and go out like that for the night. So when I put it on, I felt kind of funky.
She pulled it down low over her head, and so, you know, there's a few of the bits dangling in front of her eyes, and you can, you know, in the picture you really just see one eye, and she's got this kind of pursed her lips in a way, and she looks like she's boogieing in a nightclub in 1975, and, you know, you can practically see the strobe light.
Stuart Miller and Sharon Seitz came with their two young sons to pose as a family.
I thought it was funny, he pulled down the shower, you have to wear like a shower cap, you know, underneath the wig, because so many heads are wearing the wig, and I thought, like, why is he doing that? It's going to ruin the look.
I wanted to leave the shower cap showing, because once I put the wig on and had to kind of adjust it in a way that left the shower cap showing, I was like, well, who would be, like, walking around like this with, like, just a little bit out of it? And that kind of created this sort of stoned aura.
I don't know if that's his fantasy, to be sort of out of it, but he looks really out of it.
The wig project reads as a huge hyper-organized grid, covering an entire wall in Ken's studio. From across the room, you admire the graphic rhythm of more than 800 people visually exploring one constant. But walking closer, you see that the piece is entirely comprised of personal human dramas.
I've got this juxtaposition of this art collector next to a dishwasher, and everyone who sees the project will go right to the dishwasher and be like, look at this guy, that's amazing.
The dishwasher was inspired to remove his false teeth and screw his face into an intense scowl.
In real life, people would be like, check out the art collector, he's amazing. So I love that it sort of dematerializes things.
Recently, Ken's taken the project out of the studio and onto the streets, seeking more diverse and thoughtful reactions to his initial idea about transformation. He hopes to photograph 1,000 people, maybe more, in his wig.
I just get so excited about all these people, you know? It doesn't make me feel small, which it could, because ultimately you realize that you're just one story of a zillion, but I like that I'm part of that. I love looking at all these people, and it's almost like makes me feel like, what's the big deal? I don't know. It just sort of lightens the burden on my life, because it's just a life, you know? There's a zillion of them.
For Studio 360, I'm Mallory Kasdan.
What's that on your head?
A wig.
What's that on your head?
A wig.
Studio 360 is produced by WNYC along with PRI, Public Radio International. The production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Carrie Hillman,
Peter Clowney,
Jocelyn Gonzalez,
Steve Nelson,
Michelle Siegel,
Lital Malad,
Andy Lancet,
Amy Jeffries,
Lou Olkowski.
The music is by David Van Tegum. I'm Kurt Anderson, and I do hope you'll join us next week here in Studio 360.
Studio 360 is co-produced by WNYC Radio and Public Radio International.